Is Seattle headed the way of San Francisco, where it's hard to live if you're not rich? Well, one indicator, over the past 4 years, the number of million-dollar homes in this area has tripled. So 7% of single-family homes now are worth more than $1 million. Seattle Times economics columnist John Talton, good to see you again.
Hi, Bill.
John, why is this happening?
Well, it's happening because we have an amazingly booming economy. We have an amazingly diverse economy, and we're also what I call a technopolis. And one of the sectors that's done very well in this boom, in this national expansion, is technology and tech centers like Seattle and the Bay Area.
So we have these more than ever seven-figure homes. Where are they concentrated?
Well, they're in the most desirable places. They're from the Bluffs of Magnolia to Clyde Hill and on the east side, and they tend to be around water and water views. And we only have so much land. We're not making any more. And coastal cities as a whole, with the exception of Port Tacoma, no disrespect, tend to do very well in real estate.
We have seen this this steep rise over the past few years in home prices. How does this compare to San Francisco?
Well, I mean, first of all, as an economic phenomenon, there are winners and losers. If among homeowners, they're happy. They've seen their house prices rise. If you want to own a house in a very desirable area, it's harder to buy it. We're very different from San Francisco in some key ways. The entire Bay Area is way overpriced, and if you're a police officer and working in the Bay Area, you may have to live in Modesto. We have plenty of affordable areas in the Puget Sound region. What we don't have is the effective rail transit system to get people to employment centers. Now, dense employment centers are a wonderful thing. They help keep down greenhouse gases, et cetera, et cetera.
As opposed to sprawl.
Exactly. And office, quote unquote, parks. But if you want to buy a house, there's plenty of affordable housing in South King County and around Renton and Auburn and down in Pierce County. That's not the case in the Bay Area. I mean, you go to what used to be a kind of a simple working class area like Redwood City down the peninsula, and those are million-dollar houses. I have friends who bought a house in the 70s for like $67,000. Now it's $1.5 million.
So you can get a more affordable home somewhere in the Puget Sound area as opposed to San Francisco, but you've got to drive.
Right, and or you can take the bus, one hopes, or if you get on a commuter train or our very limited light rail system. But, I mean, years ago I lived and worked in San Diego, and I was mostly paid in sunshine dollars, and I had no expectation that I would get to live, say, in Sunset Cliffs, where the million-dollar houses were. Now, I had a very cool apartment in Ocean Beach, but that just wasn't going to happen. And I didn't have a bunch of advocates saying that I deserved it.
Mm-hmm. What are the odds this rise in Puget Sound area prices continues?
Well, I think if you look at what's happened in San Francisco over 40 years, we'll continue to rise slowly unless our pet volcano goes off or we have a big earthquake, and then we'll stop for a while and rise again. This level of rise that we've seen, this velocity, won't last forever because this economic expansion won't last forever.
Okay, you see a slowdown. I didn't hear you say bubble pop.
Well, this isn't a bubble like 2008. We do not have subprime. We don't have nationwide this time bomb waiting to go off in the financial system. What we have is this very stark divide between winner and loser metro areas. Seattle's certainly on the winner side. A lot of people want to live here. We're not building enough to accommodate them. And we have kind of the Trotsky-NIMBY coalition where the hardcore lefties hate the developers and the NIMBYs don't want to increase density. And so in the city itself, not enough building is going on.
Building, a key there between Seattle and San Francisco prices. John Talton, economics columnist, Seattle Times. Thank you.
My pleasure.